I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
It's a good time. Spending Sunday mornings together. Always love it because we have good debate. We have good conversation.
Here's John Kincaid.
All right, you want good debate? You want good conversation? You found the place. And I can only assure you that my wife said to me last night, just be careful. You've got so many things you want to say, and you're so passionate about how you want to say them and what you want to say. Just pace yourself. I got 4 hours to do it today. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. So make sure that you are on with our friends from Rocket Mortgage. We appreciate that at Quicken Loans. All right, today is going to be... You thought there were fireworks yesterday? There are going to be fireworks today. By the way, when did it... It's the era of social media. And I know the answer to this. But man, when did guys, men in America, and yes, I'm going to be sexist here, so if you want to nail me down as being sexist or otherwise, feel free. Feel free. That would be perfectly typical of 2020. When did men become so damn whiny about everything? Fireworks? Oh, gosh, there's fireworks in my neighborhood. Oh, my. Now, look, if you were complaining about people knocking off fireworks in June and May and stuff like that at night, when people thought that lawlessness in the streets was cool, and okay, and we can have crazy things during a pandemic, everything goes crazy, we can do whatever we want. I can understand if you were pissed. Now, Anthony, in your area, were you having fireworks at night? We were hearing
it sounded like I was in a war zone, John.
But like for a month, right?
It's been going on for a while every night, but
now I get
last
that.
Last night was, and I love fireworks, but even
you love them.
Even I got annoyed at one point. I was like, enough is enough.
I love them. I love
them
fireworks.
Too.
And I don't have any problem with fireworks. Like 4th of July was Saturday night this year. I have no problems with them on the 3rd of July, the 4th of July, even the 5th of July as it falls on a weekend. None. I would have a problem with it a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Be like, come on, what the hell's going on here? Why are we letting this happen? What is going on? But I loved, and I put out a tweet. I loved it. Channel 9, KCAL, in California, out in California, in L.A., they ran a graphic on television, and they were showing pictures from, a sky cam across L.A. saying, illegal fireworks going off. Illegal fireworks. And they were showing it on KCAL. This is illegal activities. They literally highlight the word illegal in bold lettering. Illegal fireworks. And they were showing them going off all over L.A. And I'm just laughing. Anthony, do you believe that at any other time during 2020, they've been showing graphics of things going on in the news, maybe, where they've had illegal activity? Illegal activity, and put that graphic up on TV?
I think this would
Come
be
on.
A first.
I think it'd be a first. Hey, KCAL, seriously, that's journalism? That's what's passing as journalism today? Illegal fireworks, and bold the letters of illegal. These are illegal fireworks. Let's have it on the news and put illegal fireworks. I would believe you probably have covered 100 stories, maybe 200 this year, that you could have put up the graphic, illegal blank. It's not match game. Alec Baldwin can't sue me.
How is little Nikki Foles with all the fireworks?
She does not like them, but she's not like a.
None of the doggies do. I feel bad.
But she's not like. Yeah, but she's not a freak out dog. She's not. She's too cool. Are you kidding me? You think she could have executed the Philly special like that? You think she could have outdueled Tom Brady in a Super Bowl? My dog, Nikki Foles Kincaid. She is very cool as ice. She was definitely not liking it, but she was not freaking out. Like we don't have our puppy, who is now not, I guess she's a year and a half now. She does not freak out with fireworks. She doesn't like it though. She definitely doesn't like it. Her ears are pulled back a little bit and she's wondering what the noises are, but she's not a problem with it. All right. We have so much to get to today. And when I tell you that I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in, I really don't know how I'm going to fit it all in. And Anthony, it's a special day. My Atlanta listeners are actually getting in my home city, are actually getting all 4 hours of the show today. So they're getting all 4 hours of the show today. So I got to make sure that fourth hour doesn't slack off at all. I mean, at that point. Now, so as we begin today, I just want to start with the stories coming out of Major League Baseball. And I think it's a great way to start. So, Freddie Freeman, a guy I don't know really, really well, but I've known Freddie for quite a while, very casually. Hi, how you doing? What's going on? Good. How's your family? Good, good, good. I think of Freddie Freeman as, honestly, one of the perfect people. If you wanted someone to represent your organization as a centerpiece character, Freddie Freeman is about as good as it gets. So if you're a Major League Baseball franchise and you had a chance to have a guy like Freddie Freeman be your centerpiece, we're talking professional in his approach to his work, a top-notch spokesperson, and a guy who does not enjoy being a spokesperson. I can assure you of that. He doesn't seek out opportunities. He's not a media whore. He doesn't seek out opportunities to be front and center. Freddie Freeman of the Braves, I guess one of the most prominent names to be diagnosed with COVID-19. And he's resting at home, fever, chills, not feeling good. He's usually never sick. And I read that from his wife last night. And I will tell you that if you remember from earlier on this year, when I came back from Super Bowl, and the next week, that week, beginning Monday night, I ended up in the ER. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I missed work. I've been doing the same radio show in Atlanta, Buck and Kincaid, on 680 The Fan, our home of the John Kincaid Show here. College football voice of the South. I've been doing the John Kincaid and with working with Buck Ballou, our show together, for 20 years coming up Labor Day weekend. I've never taken two sick days in a row. In 20 years, never taken two sick days in a row. I took three. And you know what I had? High fever that I had a hard time getting rid of. Felt like a truck hit me. Awful sick. Now, the one test, which I now heard is unreliable as to whether I had COVID at one time or not, I know the feeling because I'm never sick like that. And I know the feeling because having gone through chemotherapy, having gone through radiation in my life, having been a cancer patient twice, I understand what it feels like to feel like crap. And I can only assure you that what I felt earlier in 2020 this year was the worst I ever felt outside of cancer. The worst. So I'm hoping that Freddie Freeman has a swift recovery. But you know what I know? Is that he should. And he will. By most, there's no reasonable reason to think that he won't. Because all I have to do is look and say, okay, we don't have a problem with young, healthy people under the age of 40 even truly succumbing to COVID-19. And what I'm hearing from Major League Baseball players, and Buster Posey was the latest, and I admire the fact that he articulates what he believes. I just can't get over what I believe is a little bit of tone deafness. Buster Posey was talking about the idea of, like, what are we doing here? Why are we coming back to work? Why are we even doing this? Let's hear from Buster.
You know, I think we all just have to be somewhat cautiously optimistic right now. It's just, again, it's such a strange time. I mean, I'm looking at you guys wearing masks on a computer screen right now. I mean, you know, what are we doing? You know, it's like, it's there's that thought. You know, you drive into the city of San Francisco and I mean, nearly every person you see has got a mask on. And I know it's not the same in all parts of the country, but I think that's a perfect example of the way things have gone.
It's a perfect example of the way things have gone. Buster, if I may, can I tell you what America has been like while you have been in lockdown? While you have the money and the resources to be able to be in lockdown, not have a paycheck coming in, and never having a care in the world, let me tell you what the COVID-19 pandemic has been like for your fan base and for everybody else that is a fan of Major League Baseball. You know what happened to them? To the ticket buying fan? They've been going to work. If they were lucky enough to not have the government shut down the country and make them lose their jobs, take away people's livelihoods. So the local business owner, the entrepreneur who has his own restaurant, who has his own bar, who has his own company of some sort, they may have potentially lost everything. They may have lost their livelihoods while you've been safely ensconced in lockdown. And this doesn't just go for Buster Posey. This goes for every Major League Baseball player coming out now with the head scratching, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I don't even understand. What are we doing here? I'm not sure. Here's what we're doing. Buster and Major League Baseball Players Association. What we're doing here is what we've been doing since this whole thing began. Americans are going to work because they have to. They didn't make 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, 100 million over the course of their careers playing baseball. So they're going to work. And they've been going to work so millionaires could hide out in their homes and tell everybody else to stay home. So when the Amazon packages come to your front door with everything that I guess anybody could ever possibly want comes to their front door, it could be food, it could be a latest toys, it could be groceries, I don't know, whatever it is. Home essentials. The Keebler elves didn't jump off the truck and bring you that box. Somebody went to work during a pandemic. And what they did is they went to work without the most stringent testing that any industry ever has that the NBA and Major League Baseball are going to have. They went to work. They were risking their lives because they had to. Because they couldn't just sit home like some millionaire or social media influencer tells them, everybody, just stay home and be sure just stay home. Stay home, what? Till you have nothing? No, but what they did is the young lady or young man went to the Amazon plant and they packed that box full of stuff for you. And then they handed it off to someone else who packaged it all together. And then somebody else took it and put it on a truck. And then the truck driver went to work. And he took that Amazon box and he drove it to your house. And he brought you all the things you needed to just stay at home and shelter in place. And you know what? All that, I bet you a lot of those people that did that, that touched that box, are baseball fans. And then you may have wanted to take out food too, right? Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're sheltering in place. We need takeout food, right? We need food. What's your favorite restaurant? Let's get Luigi's to send us over pizza. Let's order something from the local steakhouse, the local wing joint. So, the cook showed up for work. The staff showed up for work. The person who packaged it showed up for work. The delivery driver that brought it to you showed up for work. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? I can't believe it. I see everybody wearing masks. Then you haven't been out. You haven't seen it for 3 months. What are we doing here? What they're doing is they're working because they had to, because they had to feed their families, because they weren't Major League Baseball players who had millions of dollars in the bank and didn't have to care about where their next meal was coming from or whether they could keep their house together. It can't be this, it just can't be this easy to be this vapid. What are we doing here? Oh my gosh. Like, I don't even know. I see these people wearing masks. What are we doing here? You know what they're doing? They're going to work. And you know what? For many in the sports media industry, Buster, for many of the sports media industry, they're going to work. And by the way, money's tight. There have been job cuts. There have been pay cuts. There have been entire entities going away. There have been jobs just eliminated. So yes, they're going to work. What are we doing here? You know what we're doing here? We're going to work. Cause you have to. Cause people have to. And you know what? When all of us have gone to work for 3-something months and gone about doing our jobs and living our lives and everything, you know what? When you go to the grocery store, when you venture out of a mansion, when you venture out or you have someone venture out for you, the Pixies, we don't have Tinkerbell and her friends and the Keebler elves and everything aren't stocking the shelves, aren't bringing the toilet paper. Ooh, toilet paper, where is it? And the steak and the chicken and all the other food and stocking the shelves. These are real Americans going to work that have went to work for 3 months wearing masks or doing whatever was required. What are we doing here? I don't know. Is this really, like, important? Like, I don't know. It is important. For God's sakes. It cannot be this easy to be this vapid. It can't be. Can't be. It can't be. You cannot go through life with this lack of self-awareness. You can't. And the Major League Baseball Players Association has too many members that do. Over and over and over again. Okay, if that's a clue of what's coming today, it's going to be fireworks on July 5th, so we're going to have people complaining. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Did you know, right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. What are we doing here? We're doing the John Kincaid Show right now on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Your sports Sunday always starts here. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. The John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got my money. I honestly can't get over myself. I cannot get over myself because I'm wondering, there have to be other people that are feeling this. There have to be people who have gotten up. Imagine if you showed up at the, I live in a place in Atlanta called Pill Hill. They call it Pill Hill. And it's where some of the best medical facilities in the Southeast are honestly located within like a 2 mile radius. It's absolutely awesome. I always say to people, it's a great place to get sick. If you're sick, and I'm not being flippant, I owe Pill Hill my life. It helped save my life. The brilliance, you know, 20 some years ago, the doctors and the nurses and the medical professionals, just unreal. And, you know, in that area, I can only imagine any one of the nurses. And I see them all over town because we live, you know, where we go and get, where we go to Bagel Boys, a place called Bagel Boys. We go, you go into Bagel Boys and you see people coming in their scrubs. It's real close. You go into a local eatery, you go into, you see people in scrubs coming and going and everything like that. They're on like a run trying to get in and out. And I can only imagine one of those, the doctors, the nurses, the folks that have been risking their lives this entire time, the first responders, the ambulance drivers, all the medical professionals that are involved in taking health samples, you know, blood samples and things like that. Can imagine any one of them going, what are we doing here? It's a pandemic. What are we doing here? Why are we even going out? Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. We're risking our lives. Oh, my God. What are we doing here? It's so vapid. It's so freaking vapid. You know what they're doing? Oh, and I'll get this. Well, baseball players, they don't have an essential job. So it's totally different for a baseball player. Yes, it is. It is different for a baseball player. But your lack of self-awareness makes me want to just lose my mind. Makes me want to lose my mind. Because while you've been nestled in your fancy house, maybe behind a gate, telling other people, stay home. Now stay home. You know when you can't stay home? When if you don't go to work, you don't have a home. When you don't go to work, you don't have a job. So what are we doing here? You know what we're doing here? To Buster Posey and everybody else who says it, what are we doing here? We're living. And we're living the real life that people have to lead in this country. We're living the real life. We're going to work. We're going about our business. We're trying to do it as safely as possible. Those of us who respect other people, I don't like wearing a mask. Flat out, I'll tell you, I don't like wearing a mask. I wear one. Every single place that has ever asked me to wear one, otherwise, I got it on. I'm wearing it. Because I'm going to be respectful of somebody else. I'm going to be respectful that I don't want to give you whatever I potentially have, what I need to. Absolutely. But what are we doing here? Some people can't stay home. Major League Baseball players, some people can't choose whether they want to go to work. I heard Sal Acata doing a great job overnights here on CBS Sports Radio from WFAN in New York earlier, saying, well, you've got to respect these Major League Baseball players making this decision. Sal, with all due respect, why do I have to respect it? Why? Because somebody with millions of dollars in the bank decides, I don't need more millions. I'm not going to work. I have to respect that? And then I hear people saying, well, some people have a wife that's pregnant or something like, hey, look. I'm going to guarantee you this, and I know it's going to seem hard to fathom, that we've got Amazon drivers and grocery store workers and nurses and doctors and teachers and businessmen who've been keeping all the people who wanted to stay home and never venture out of their house. They needed stuff. They needed their mail delivery. They needed FedEx. They needed all these other things. And those people have been going to work. So, Sal, I'm sorry. I disagree with you on that. I don't have to respect it. That somebody who's got all the money in the world and doesn't have a care in the world can make the decision not to come to work. Okay, it is their right to do that. But in all seriousness, you know what I don't get every day when I go to work? And by the way, going to work every day of the pandemic, and what I do is the candy store of going to work. I get to talk to you people who I love. I get to debate with people that want to take my head off. I get to have fun. I get to talk about sports. I get to talk about nonsense. But you know what I don't get? I don't get tested every day. I don't have the best medical professionals at my beck and call. Anything that I want, I can get. I'm not working in the absolute safest environment that anyone could possibly work in, like in Major League Baseball player, an NBA player. So when I hear about this, Blake Snell? We're risking our lives, dude. Like, dude, I'm risking my life. Major League Baseball, I'm telling you, and it's not all Major League Baseball players. I know so many that are bright, not vapid, really relate to their fan base, really, really remember their roots, remember when they weren't millionaires, remember when they weren't celebrities, and they're involved in their communities, and they get their hands dirty, and they do things, and they understand what the average working guy who maybe goes to two or three games a year, they actually understand how their lives are. But I'll flat out tell you, and if it's not popular with some of my peers or listeners, that's cool. That's what this format's all about. This pandemic has made people lose their collective minds. And if we don't get our stuff together, and I used another word there that I purposely got stuff in there. If we don't get our stuff together soon, by the way, clock ticking, we don't get our stuff together, the damage could be permanent. And yes, if you're being asked to go to work in the safest environment possible, with constant testing, with constant medical attention, and cleaning crews, professional cleaning crews coming in behind you and wiping everything down and doing everything to make sure you're safe, would you please stop acting like you're being asked to walk out on a minefield on some foreign country defending our soil? It's you can't be this vapid. If you're a Major League Baseball player, you can't be this vapid. You really can't. And if you are, damn, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out.
Deprive yourself any longer. Follow John on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at John Kincaid.
Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. Good times never seem so good.
So good. So good. So good. Reminds me of a bar that I went to in Seattle City in my youth. And the Springfield Inn. And they had a band. I'm trying to remember what they were called. I'm going to draw. Oh, man. I am having a draw the blank moment. They had a band that always, I mean, this was one of their tunes that they'd play, and it always had the place rocking. A lot of fun. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're being, as we have been the entire pandemic, well, I hear other sports radio shows being very serious. And it's a pandemic, and we're going to be very serious, and we're going to make sure that we keep very serious tones. We have always decided on this show, we are doing the same show we always do. Respectful of what we're going through in life, but we are a haven for the positive. We are a haven for those who refuse to just constantly worry about the bad news. Like yesterday, should have been great news. 3,185 people tested around Major League Baseball. 3,185 tested. And 38 came back positive for coronavirus. That doesn't mean they have COVID-19. That doesn't mean that they are anything. Of the 38, the majority asymptomatic. The majority asymptomatic. And we still had people all over the media going, uh-oh, I don't know how they're going to have a baseball season. How are they going to have a baseball season? Look at this, 38 people tested positive. Oh, my gosh. How are they ever going to pull this off? I don't know. How could this possibly happen? 38 people and more, and the majority were asymptomatic. So then you're talking about 0.5%. 0.5% of the people who tested positive across Major League Baseball, 3,185 tests, 0.5% showed any symptoms at all. Oh, and by the way, can we have breaking news today from Mark Erne? If anybody in Major League Baseball has to be hospitalized because they're actually in bad shape or anything, we hope nobody ends up there. We hope nobody does. But the sports media, there are members of the sports media who have been on this talking point forever. I just don't know. I kind of have a baseball season. Let's come back in 2021. That is a great story. That is great news. And it was still spun negatively all over the web yesterday. Unbelievable. Cameron in Fort Worth, Texas joins us. Cameron, what's going on, brother?
Good morning. Just driving home from work. Love the show.
Thank you so much. What's going on?
Well,
so you wait a minute. You're driving home from work. Tell Buster Posey what you do for work.
I work for Amazon, and my wife is an ER nurse.
Okay, and so wait a minute. Let me give you the what are we doing here? What are we doing here? So you go to work every day, so people like me and Buster Posey and everybody else can have deliveries brought right to our house, so we don't have to go out, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And your wife is making sure that if any of us get sick, that we get better, right? I mean, that's what she does.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to say that I think you're spot on with your little rant there, and I'm right there with you. And she and I both wear masks and are subject to regular temperature checks as we enter and leave our workplaces and everything. So we're doing everything we can to stay safe, but I really appreciate your point of view, and that's all I wanted to say.
Cameron, I really appreciate that. By the way, I appreciate it that when I go to my door, when Amazon tells me I'm getting a delivery, almost every single time it shows up, like right when it says it's going to show up. You guys are awesome. And thank
That's
you.
That's our goal.
And thank you for keeping people safe and making sure that they could stay home if they wanted to. So you're awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cam. And tell your wife she rocks. All right?
I will definitely do it.
Thank you, buddy. Take care of yourself. And by the way, just a note to Buster Posey and anyone else in Major League Baseball. When his wife goes to work or he goes to work, they are not getting the same stringent testing and safety precautions that they are getting in Major League Baseball. Just so he knows it. Tony in Chicago. Tony, welcome to the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. I differ a little bit. I think if players are concerned and they don't want to play, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you have to end the season. But I'm down to watching one sport, maybe two. At this
What's
point.
That? What sport?
Golf, and maybe. But the way the Texas Longhorns are acting, maybe college football. I bleed burnt orange. And I am so fed up right now. And a lot of my friends, and we're not young dudes, but we're like, we're done.
Really? Tony, I know your athletic director through a connection. So tell me what's driving you crazy about the Longhorns right now?
The whole self-righteous pontification about being oppressed on campus, which, you know, I understand you want to take some statues down, you want to change names of the building, but the song, the Marshawn Overshawn and these players saying, well, I'm sitting up, you know what, sit out, because personally, I think it's about time the NFL and the NBA create your own damn leagues. Put these kids in leagues where if that's where they want to go, they want to try and go for the NFL, let them go. I'm tired of this whole...
I got to tell you this, and I appreciate your call. I absolutely hope that... I hope we have a minor league system at some point. Because if you don't want to be part of the collegiate system, and by the way, as you've heard me talk about many times, I am absolutely an advocate now for players being paid. And I raise my hand that if you talked to me 20 years ago, I was not. It is one of the sports positions that I have changed my opinion on. But bottom line is that I'm not a believer that I think it's a slippery slope. And my buddy Carlos Medina, front office Los on Twitter, who you've heard many times on this show, as he's pointed out to me, we're getting closer and closer to the point where, okay, you want to be paid players? They're going to become university employees. And the minute they become university employees, they're going to hate it. And that's where we're heading. They're going to hate it. Being a university employee, because that's where it's heading. Justin in New Orleans joins us. Oh, Justin just dropped off. Justin dropping off. Okay, just what I thought, by the way, the NHL, and if you know my history, there was a time where I thought I wanted to be a hockey coach. I was a hockey coach. Coached high school hockey, collegiate hockey, and junior, like elite travel junior team type hockey. And I thought I wanted to be a hockey coach. And then while doing an internship for the Philadelphia Flyers, I met Mike Keenan when he was a young head coach in Philadelphia. And was allowed to be named part of Mike Keenan's sort of game night video and statistics staff. And so I thought I wanted to be an NHL head coach. And then I saw what life was like. But I had studied media, and I ended up going into the media. And every time Mike Keenan would come through Atlanta, as I worked for the local hockey team, the Atlanta Thrashers, doing TV and radio, I would get a dirty look from Mike. Mike would give me grief and be like, so disappointed. You know, I groomed you for better than this, than to be a media member. But I really loved being in the media. And I loved it more. But I love the game of hockey. And then when Gary Bettman literally took a franchise out from under us, when he bailed out Phoenix, which wasn't as good a hockey market as Atlanta, and decided to bail out one franchise and send another one to Winnipeg. Gary Bettman lost me. And again, I wouldn't hire Gary Bettman to walk my dog. Wouldn't trust him. And the little dog where they can walk your dog and then they can mark where the dog poops. I wouldn't trust Gary Bettman to mark the spot where my dog poops so I could see it on the app. Wouldn't trust him. His leadership, feckless. Absolutely. But the NHL, they make the strangest decisions. So now the NHL is going to come back in a time when nobody is looking for NHL hockey. And if they want to come back and finish their season, God bless it. Enjoy it. Go for it. But now they're going to Edmonton and Toronto. The NHL barely registers a pulse on the American sports scene. So what do you do? Well, you go to Edmonton and Toronto. That's what you do. Oh, it'll be big in Canada. This goes on in Canada. It's going to be huge. That's awesome. But the NHL continues to become less and less relevant along the way. Less and less relevant. Why? Because of decisions like this one. Well, we're going to come back, but we're going to Edmonton and Toronto. There should have been an American city, and there should have been a Canadian city. And by the way, it should be an American city where you don't panic with positive tests. Positive tests. Can you imagine? Now, Anthony, just tell me if you're following my logic here. So there are American cities right now where we are testing 25 to 50 times more a day. 75 times more a day, 100 times more a day than we did in March. Okay? So for every one person that was getting tested in March, we have cities where 50, 100, 75 people, more than 100 are being tested. And people are like, oh my gosh, look at the positive tests. Can you imagine what the positive tests would have looked like in March? Honestly, during the heat of this, you're in New York. I mean, you're sitting at the epicenter of where the majority of the mayhem happened. Can you imagine the number of positive tests we would have had in New York in March?
Yeah, it just makes sense. The more that you test, the more
you're seeing people.
Yeah.
Yes. But you know what we're also seeing is that right now, like I'm looking at markets where the CDCs were even reporting. We're not seeing ERs overrun. There are ERs where they are nearing capacity. ICU beds that are nearing capacity, that we've had that go down in the last 10 days. We have had some ICU beds getting above 80%, which is where you don't want that to happen. Even though you don't want it, that's happened in 16 different places. And then the next day it'll be 13. And then the next day it'll be a little bit more. But the NHL goes to Canada. Okay. If your goal is to be Canada's sport, by the way, you already are. You already are. Gary Bettman's job is to create a business that thrives. Gary Bettman was tossed the keys to a sport that was on ESPN four nights a week. Was tossed the keys to a sport that actually did have a footprint, a fingerprint, on American national television where it was relevant, not just a couple games a year, 12 games a year. And Gary Bettman has taken the limo and driven it into a ditch. Can we be more irrelevant, as Chandler Bing would say? Could you be more irrelevant? This is what you do. You run to Canada. Man. There are those who never learn. Never, ever learn. All right, coming up. Sometimes corporations are complete hypocrites. Sometimes the media stands behind them and is complicit. This week, we saw both. We'll get to it next. You thought last hour was fired up. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.